Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Oh, hello, Mexicans. Good to be with you.
Mm-hmm. As always.
And so today I have a dear, 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 dear friend who has come to play, Steph. And Steph and I met some years ago, and I guess we've kind of journeyed together, and there's always just been a real lightness and ease about our connection. And so it's an absolute joy to be here with Steph today, because we're exploring enjoyment and appreciation. And when I think about enjoyment and appreciation, I just think of Steph, who really, for me, really embodies this. And so, yeah, do you want to say hello, Steph?
I do. Well, I enjoy and appreciate you asking me to come on this call, and I do smile at how we had this lucky accident of meeting one another. Here's this kindred spirit, you know, that was raised on the other side of the planet than me, and yet the similarities were instantaneous. And when you started getting into these conversations with the unseen, you know, you brought me along on this journey and let me ask questions. And as I then started applying my life to this conversation, and it was in the middle of a pandemic and the Trump administration, enjoyment and appreciation were at risk, I think, for me. And we began to play. So I'm so grateful, because it's been one heck of a journey, which I live still fully today. It doesn't, like, you know, I don't have an ego to grapple with that wants to do things opposite of enjoyment and appreciation. So this is a very great conversation to be invited to. I mean, I'm smiling from ear to ear. I realize it's a podcast, but if you can hear the squeaking in my grin, I'm thrilled to have this conversation.
And I too, actually, have got goosebumps and I'm smiling, and I'm sure that as we're having the conversation, what will come out is some of just the wonderfulness that has emerged for your serious commitment to enjoyment and appreciation.
I know, very serious, a very heavy, I took it very heavily to be light.
And so, Mexicans, perhaps you can just kick us off, you know, enjoyment and appreciation. What's your perspective?
From our perspective, it would seem that one of the reasons for the inner being choosing to have an experience in the world of form, coming into a human body and taking on a human persona, one of the reasons for making that choice is to enjoy the experience. And what sometimes can interfere with the enjoyment of being in the physical realm is that the physical realm is the world of contrast. And so, as well as there being events, experiences, occurrences that are pleasing to the human self, because there is contrast, there are also challenges. There is pain, there is darkness, there is fear. And so it looks to the human self as if when those energies are present, enjoyment becomes impossible and there is nothing to appreciate. And so the human self focuses much attention on what seems to be happening in the world of form that is uncomfortable or painful or scary. And this can become the human self's predominant energy. The predominant focus becomes on what there is in the present moment to fear or find uncomfortable. And yet, much of what the human self finds uncomfortable is concern about what may happen as a consequence of what is seeming to be happening in the present moment. And so we would say that for many moments of the human experience, there is something to appreciate and there is something to enjoy in the present moment if the human self focuses attention on that rather than on concern about what may happen in the future or what will apparent other humans say or feel about one's own choices. And you will perhaps be familiar with the concept that what you focus on grows. And therefore, a human self focused upon fear or concern will attract more of that energy into the human experience. And therefore, our guidance is to focus on what there is to appreciate. Because we would say in every moment, there is something to appreciate. And when there are choices to be made in your daily life in form, if there is a choice of something that should be done from obligation, or something that can be done that would be enjoyable, we would say whenever possible, choose enjoyment because that is why you came into form, one of the reasons for coming into form. And so actually there is much more available than often the human self would perceive from its limited perspective.
There is so much in what you just shared, Mexicans. And one of the things that really stood out for me was about enjoyment relies on the physical realm being a particular way. And Steph, when you were speaking earlier, you mentioned that you started playing with this in the middle of a pandemic and all the stuff that was going on around kind of like the Trump administration and coming up for re-election. And so this feels like a perfect time for you just to share some of your experience with people who are listening, because it's wonderful and so inspiring.
I started to look at allowing myself to just enjoy and feel good. And what I love that I can keep track of at this time is I can still remember the judgments that I had about allowing myself to just enjoy. Now, when I talk about enjoying, by the way, my particular form takes on what I think the world would judge at age 51 as immature and irresponsible. So to allow myself to enjoy felt quite controversial. So at that time, and still to this day, I was really getting into a genre of music called K-pop or Korean pop. And I was just enjoying the content to no end. And there is endless amounts of content. There are videos, there is, you know, music, there are live shows, there's reality TV. It would just put me in this frame of mind, like I would laugh and it would be light and it would be fun. And then it was heartwarming and inspiring. And as these artists who in our Western culture are not revered and are not really allowed access, to watch them get access has been like the ultimate conquering story, the story of triumph, right? So there's so much feel-good vibes that comes off of watching this. And so I allowed myself to just fall into it completely. So I was using this feeling good to make me available to be a good professional, to be a good coach, to be a good parent. And it just kept exploding. The more that I felt good, the more okay I was when I looked at a Trump administration, when I looked at the consequences or the uncertainty of the pandemic and the economics of that. And then nudges would come to me, like the next best thing to do would occur. And so I was also having to reinvent my coaching practice, which really relied on professional networking and being in person and meeting for coffees and giving talks. I couldn't do that anymore. And so I had decided with Laura, like, well, I just want clients to show up in my inbox, which felt, I mean, I laugh even as I hear myself saying that again. But so then that's what I said I wanted. And then I got really committed and disciplined about feeling good. And lo and behold, I would leave these messages for Laura saying, oh my God, like another one just showed up in my inbox. I'd get referrals from old referrals. I had old clients returning. I had people who got me, found me off of old podcasts. And I had a business that started to flourish again off of me genuinely falling into BTS and Korean pop. And I know these two things. It's hard to believe that there's a straight line between these two things. But honestly, that feeling good was the ultimate cause that turned out to have the ultimate effect. I also had a financial goal where I just wanted to have money show up easily. And I had some events around investments that went hog wild that I had no idea that it would take off. I had checks from the government that showed up out of nowhere that I can't really explain. Still, I got a child tax credit. Anyway, long story short, the benefits were I felt amazing. I was laughing and light. I had clients manifesting and showing up in my inbox. Now, it wasn't like I did nothing, by the way. Obviously, I replied. I did still look for opportunities to show up as a coach and to do presentations, but it felt like I went with the way of what it felt good. And then right, the money just showing up out of nothing. I got so much hard evidence that feeling good was the way that it really then allowed me to look at all the skepticism that I had about feeling good. And I think Mexicans, this is, I've obviously seen something for myself, but, you know, with new events, it's like I get a new chance to find this insight again. And one of the biggest judgments that there were two big judgments I had about feeling good and practicing enjoyment and appreciation. The very first one was the riskiness of allowing myself to appreciate and enjoy. And that was because I felt if I allowed myself to enjoy and appreciate, then that means I would settle for what is, and that I wouldn't grow, I wouldn't mature, I wouldn't have good things, that I would just accept the minimum. And I was wondering if you could just speak to that fear a little bit.
We acknowledge you and the story that you share. And this is a wonderful description of the creative process to use the power of intention to put that intention out into the universe, out into the field, where what you desire takes on an energetic form, and then you describe that non-physical creation, that intention, finding you in your physical world. And the reason we would say that your non-physical creations have found you is because of your vibration. You are a vibrational match for that energetic creation. And your willingness to choose enjoyment and to appreciate what there is to enjoy in your physical life as it is, without that creation yet showing up, is being a vibrational match for that non-physical creation. So the enjoyment and the appreciation, as well as feeling good, are an essential part of the creative process. And your story is a wonderful demonstration of this being the case.
It's so upside down from how we think it works. You know, it's almost like I'll get what I need and then I'll allow myself to enjoy. And I know for me, it's like enjoyment felt like something really frivolous. And if I allowed myself to enjoy myself now, then I would end up homeless and destitute, because how is anything going to happen if I, and I now can see that the I that I was talking about is the I that's aligned with the ego, not the inner being. But that's what's so inspiring about your story, is that you really allowed yourself. I was there. I remember we had so many conversations and you were so skeptical to start with about the idea of like enjoyment. And it was like, okay, cool. Well, let's like do an experiment. Let's test it out. But I guess for many listening, that could be really scary. The idea of like allowing myself to enjoy when ... whatever the ... is.
Yeah, I love what the Mexicans were saying about it's the ultimate creative process. Because the more I felt good and I really allowed myself to enjoy the things that I was into and have fun and appreciate, then things occurred to me on the subject of what is, right? It occurred to me to, of course, how to vote, right? Like wisdom kind of showed up for me around the subjects that I would like to see something different happening. So, like, for instance, I had a meeting recently that was causing me a little bit of nerves because I just really wanted it to go well. And I had a choice, right? I could really worry about that, or I could really just focus on feeling good, get off the subject. And it seemed like when I needed to sit down with my business partner and write a curriculum for this meeting, it just flowed out of me. And I can't say that I knew it was because I felt good, but I highly suspect it's because I spend time not suffering in angst and worry and mental grinding. And so it's like almost like that's really good for me in my mind. And so when I sat down to plan this curriculum, it fired off and went really well. And so that's what's changed for me now is when worry comes up and I think I need to mentally then chew on something, it's like, oh, nope, probably best to just, you know what you want. You're already very clear. So go feel good. Go do something. You know, go take a walk in the woods. So recently I was in a California wildfire where a family home that's been in my life my whole life was is very much threatened by this wildfire. And it was so easy to get really worried and concerned about that place burning to the ground, which was completely out of my control, by the way. And every day there was this wall of smoke in front of us that, and luckily we weren't breathing most of the day, but I could see it. And I realized, okay, I could sit here and worry and fret and stare at the geology maps and like, see, is the fire going to come? Or I'm in my favorite place on the planet in the mountains of Northern California with old growth forest trees and nature everywhere. Or I could just take a walk in these woods. I get very emotional because it was an actual choice. And so I went for a walk in the woods. And I appreciated the sound of my feet crunching dry pine needles. And I watched an ant lift something three times its weight and crawl up a tree. I saw some chipmunks, you know, chittering around. And there was still water in the creek, and I watched it and then listened to the sound. And I realized that that was the wisest use of my time. Not to sit and worry about whether fire was going to climb up over the ridge or not. And then the treasure in all of that is I felt really good in the midst of fire, if that makes sense.
And it would seem that you were able to appreciate the miraculous nature of the physical realm, where so much of what seems to be occurring for the human self is unexplainable. And for many, this is outside of their awareness. They are focused on whatever they are focused on. And we would say to appreciate the mysterious nature of life in form. On one level, it is straightforward as perceived through the senses. It all seems very transactional, and science would explain how and why certain things occur. And yet, beyond the physical, there is a mystical element, and that we feel is what you are connecting with.
Mexicans, you said something that really stuck out for me, where you said the enjoyment of the mysterious, and that part made me smile, where I think that's what we fear. The unknown is a fearful thing to many, and to me a lot. The uncertainty is what I think provides a lot of difficulty, because we don't know how something will go. And so it seems like logical sense to not allow yourself to feel good so you can make sure to do the hard work to align circumstances so that you have an enjoyable and feel good future.
And yet, from a human perspective, and we acknowledge the fear that the human self is often aligned with, the uncertainty. And what does uncertainty really mean? Not being in control. So the human self tries to be in control of its circumstances. It tries to provide for its own safety and security and well-being. And yet, how much ability does the human self really have to do that? How much control does the human self really have over its world? It may seem like it, and yet you spoke of a pandemic and how so much of the human self's world is affected by something outside of its control, something that was not anticipated. The question arises for the human self, who or what to trust? And the human self has probably much experience of trusting in itself and its own judgment and its own attempts to provide for its own well-being. There is an alternative, and the alternative is to trust life, to trust Great Spirit, to trust the non-physical version of yourself, the infinite and eternal inner being, which is who you really are. There is understandably a great deal of feeling vulnerable when life is experienced from the human perspective. There is the possibility of death occurring at any time, death of the human self. And there is an inevitability that it will occur at some point. The physical body will cease to function. And many experience their journey into form pretending that they can control when this occurs and hoping that perhaps it will never occur. And of course, the passing of the physical body has nothing to do with who you really are ceasing to exist. Who you really are continues. And the physical version, that adventure that the inner being chose to have, that chapter closes and there is a returning to knowing yourself as this infinite expression of Great Spirit. And we would say that you can know yourself as that whilst still experiencing being human. And that is the invitation that is open to all. Every human being, every physical manifestation is beyond form, an inner being, an expression of Great Spirit. And there is an invitation to every human being to connect with that, to know yourself to be Great Spirit, an expression of Great Spirit, a unique expression, a perfectly imperfect expression of Great Spirit. And so how to deal with anxieties and worries that come up about what seems to be happening in the world of form is to know yourself to be infinite and eternal. There is nothing that can happen in the world of form that can affect who you really are in any way. Who you really are is having the adventure. Who you really are is having the experience. And who you really are will continue. It is like the inner being is having this dreamlike experience. And as a human being, you will have experienced the dream state. And you know that when you wake up from the dream, it seemed very real. And nothing that happened in that dream has any impact on the human self. It was an experience. And your life in form is very much akin to that type of experience where it seems very real, it can seem very frightening, it can seem joyous, it is very convincing, and yet when it ends, there is a return to who you really are, and you are perfectly safe.
Mexicans, we could spend days just talking and asking questions about what you've just shared with us. There's so much in what you've said.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.